We don't talk about sport very much on this programme. Okay, we talk about football. We do, in the various forms of football, but not sport generally. I'm going to put that right now by speaking to one of Northern Ireland's best known and most talented sportswomen, Caroline O'Hanlon. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Maybe I should say Dr. O'Hanlon.
No, Caroline, fine.
You are a doctor. Are you in the hospitals or are you a GP?
No, I'm GP at the minute, yeah.
I don't know how you get the time. My goodness me, we hear about these doctors who are worked off their feet. How is it that you are such an athlete, Caroline? You are the captain of the Northern Ireland Commonwealth Games netball team. You have been, and maybe you still are, the captain of the Armagh Ladies Gaelic football team. Not only are you the captain, but you're an absolutely brilliant player. I saw you play once and I wondered why you weren't playing for the lads.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have played in very talented squads, and you know, everybody just has their own role. And I mean, God, no, I wouldn't go so far as to say all that now. I just go out and try to play my best. As I say, I'm lucky enough to be in good teams.
You are much too modest. You're on the Northern Ireland netball team, and they've made incredible progress recently. They've qualified for the Commonwealth Games. That'll take you the whole way to Australia. You must be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. We only got word there at the weekend that it was official, so we're absolutely delighted. We had a nervy couple of weeks there, just watching how the teams around us were faring in their games. We had a home international tournament in Lisbon, and we invited Barbados, Singapore and the Republic up. We won that tournament, which, you know, we were hopeful would be enough for us to qualify, but as I say, it was an early few weeks as we waited for the other teams to see how their matches played out. So thank God we're there and we're going to the Gold Coast.
Do you have to be tall to play netball?
You don't have to be, but it's preferable. You know, especially at either ends of the court. The shooters and the defenders. I mean, we're lucky enough. We have some height at both our ends. But you know, with Lisa Bowman and Kyla Bowman up in our shooting circle, you know, they're both in and around 6 foot. Which obviously, if you're trying to put the ball in a 10 foot net, is you know, helpful.
Yeah, when I watch it, you know, I think to myself that obviously the big difference is if it's in basketball, you're going to be tackled in some way. People would be blocking you. But whenever the shooter is taking the position, is the shooter the right word for that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the person who's responsible for putting the ball into the hoop, when they take the shot, they seem to have all the time in the world. Does that not make it slightly easier than any other court sport?
Well, you don't have as much time if you were in that position, I would say. But you know, most teams at an international level, their defence will be very, very tall and very agile. So you know, there are ways and means for obstructing and blocking the shot without actually hitting the ball. And you'd be surprised at how effective that is. And obviously, the net's much smaller in netball, so and you don't have a backboard. So bearing all that in mind, you know, it is quite difficult to get it into the net.
That is a very good point. No backboard, nothing to put it in off.
Yeah.
Are enough schools continuing with netball in this day and age? When I was younger, you know, all the girls' schools played netball. It seemed to be the only sport that the girls were into. But now they're playing soccer, they're playing Gaelic, they're playing rugby. Are girls drifting away from netball if they aren't the really elegant girl in the classroom?
I think netball still played, you know, in most girls' schools. But as you say, there are other sports that have come in the last 10 years or so, and they probably are taking some of the players away, especially as you know after school, because you know there are a lot of clubs in netball, but the majority of the stronger clubs are based in and around the Belfast area. So if you want to play at that higher level, you do probably have to travel. I mean, there's certainly clubs developing, the likes of Banbridge, Newry, Dromore, and these places are developing. But I think probably even in the West, it's a wee bit, it's building up, but it certainly has taken a hit with those other sports increasing in popularity. But I don't know about the girly girls avoiding netball. I mean, certainly anyone that was down at the Quad Series last week will realise that, you know, netball is called a non-contact sport in the same way as Gaelic, ladies Gaelic, you know, you're not allowed to foul people, but that doesn't mean people don't foul people. You know, you're allowed to compete for the ball in netball, so there is quite a lot of physical contact. And at international level, you have you know, you have a lot of professionals or semi-professionals that are playing at the top level in UK leagues and in Australian leagues. So they're professional athletes, you know. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's for girly girls specifically.
Were you ever tempted to become a professional?
Not really. My ties to Gaelic were too strong. I would never have considered emigrating, I don't think. You know, obviously, I had some friends and that who have gone to Australia with work and different things, and no, it wasn't something that ever really interested me too much, just fleeting ideas, but nothing. No, I wanted to stay here to play football.
Which do you prefer? Because you absolutely excel at both.
Oh,
don't be modest. Just tell me which you prefer and why you prefer it.
I don't have a preference. It depends which one you're winning. If I'm winning, I'm loving netball at the minute. Obviously, we've just come off the back of that quad series, and you know the Gold Coast on the horizon. But I enjoy the two, and I think they very much complement each other. And you know, I do see the benefits to each sport, you know, from the training at the other sport. So I don't know. They're very, very different in so much as, you know, you have the whole community ethos in Gaelic, and family links and friends that you've grown up, you know, that sort of thing in Gaelic, as well as the actual game. So I don't know. Just as I say, I like them both.
Managers give you a hard time? You know, you're needed for county duty, you're needed for international duty. Are you torn between the two sports, with ultimatums being laid down by people who are running it very seriously, whether it be for the Armagh County or for the national team?
To be honest, no. I've been very fortunate. My managers and coaches have been very accommodating. You know, they know the pressures that I'm under, and you know, they've been very good at facilitating that throughout. Usually netball runs sort of over the winter period, so from about October on to, you know, and wraps up April, May usually, and Gaelic obviously runs the opposite to that, so there does be crossover with the National League and things like that, but you know, usually one's at its peak at the opposite side to the other. This year we've run on a bit late, but no, the managers have been very accommodating, and you know that, you know, I couldn't ask for any more from them.
And finally, Caroline, in relation to going to the Gold Coast and the Commonwealth mm-hmm. Games, we're not the richest nation, and mm-hmm. netball isn't top of the tree when it comes to the funding. It must cost a heck of a lot of money to play at that level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll have the support from the Commonwealth Games team and Sport NI, but certainly, I mean, you know, it's a like lady sport across the board. You know, there's not the funding that there is in the men's games, and I mean, you know, we're always trying to get sponsorship on board, and you know, there's been a lot of publicity even over social media about good lady sport is, you know, the thing to invest in for sponsorship, for you know, what businesses get back out of it. It's, you know, it's so up and coming that, you know, we'd love for more businesses locally to get involved and increase the publicity of our sport, and you know, try and get more girls participating in sport, any sport at, you know, at this level, you know, is good, I suppose. But we're just trying to promote it, and hopefully this big platform, I suppose, the Commonwealth Games is the highest level, you know, we can play at. So hopefully we'll be able to get more businesses and sponsors and funding on board for that.
Caroline, congratulations to everyone involved with the Northern Ireland netball team making it the whole way to the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. It's something to look forward to next year. In the meantime, this summer, are you still heavily involved in the football or not?
Well, we got put out of Ulster by Donegal, who went on to win it, and then we just got the qualifier draw last night. So we'll play at the end of July now, the loser of the Leinster Provincial Final. So that'll be either Westmeath or Dublin.
Are you confident you can go back to somewhere like Croke Park or not?
Well, we have the squad. You know yourself, if you've had a loss, it knocks the confidence a bit. But we definitely have the squad. If we can get a run and a bit of momentum, you know, there's no reason why not. You know, we beat Cork, the reigning All Ireland champions in the league. So, you know, we're confident. You know, that we can beat any team on our day. But as I say, it's just getting a bit of momentum. You know, certainly we have plenty of talent and young talent at that coming through.
Well, then listen, the best of luck with both sports. You're obviously busy at both, and a GP as well. I asked you at the very beginning, and I'll ask you again, how do you fit it all in?
With difficulty at times, Frank, but look, they're all things that I love to do. So, I mean, it's like anything. If you want to do something, you'll do it. If you want it enough. Everybody's busy at this day and age. Everybody's telling you they're busy. So, I mean, I'm no different. As I say, I'm lucky enough to do things that I love, and, you know, that's what I spend my time doing. So I'm happy enough.
Fair play to you. Fair play. Wonderfully positive attitude. And again, congratulations to all your teammates there heading to Australia. Caroline, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Thanks a million. Okay.
That's bye-bye. Caroline O'Hanlon, the Northern Ireland netball team captain. It's almost 25 minutes to 11. Good morning. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.